You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Blue Clad by JJ's Bounty Hunters. The next set shows what happens when guitars start using amplification and studio technology to make it sound different from each other. Psychedelic rock opened up a whole new way of using the new instrument. Effects like distortion, delay, reverb, and other forms of processing allows guitarists to create sounds that felt more like an entirely new instrument. So the first song we've heard from the second set was Home by Bi Parula, which gives us an example of that more atmospheric and psychedelic type of sound. Progressive rock then pushed the guitar even more, where musicians began experimenting with longer compositions, unusual structures, changing rhythms, and influences from classical and other forms of music. And that's where we heard Teke Teke's Hoppe, if I'm saying that correctly. And it uses that kind of adventurous sound, but it doesn't stay inside the simple rock formula. Then we move into funk and rock with JJ Bounty Hunters, which we just heard a minute ago, with the song Blue Clad, which shows how guitar can become a rhythmic instrument and work with the bass and drums to create grooves than just carrying the main melody itself. So by this point, the guitar has already moved pretty far from its acoustic beginnings that we've heard in the first set. But before we can continue forward, here's a quick public service announcement.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
This is Free Voices at CGSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, now we're up to our next third set of songs for this episode. We have first for you, Soap by Violet Riot from the album Essex and Exclamations.
Yeah.
This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Soap by Violet Riot. Next up is one of my favorites from this episode that I'm playing to you today. It's a post-punk song, which is Are Not Memes by Binoculars. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Are Not Memes by Binoculars. Next up is White Fur by Cherry Pick.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and that was White Fur by Cherry Pick. So this was the third set I played for you, and this section shows about the guitar becoming a way for musicians to challenge the sound and structure of rock itself. We heard a lot of rock songs, and we first heard punk, which took a lot of its uniqueness that had developed in rock and stripped it back down. They focused on energy, attitude, and the direct songwriting. Violet Riot Soap represents that more immediate side of guitar music. And then after that, we listened to post-rock, which then started taking these ideas in different directions. Bands became experimenting with rhythm, atmosphere, electronics, and unusual guitar sounds while still keeping some of the energy of punk. Binoculars' song Are Not Memes fits into the idea of taking the guitar away from the traditional rock structures. And then after that was Shoegaze, which took the guitar somewhere completely different again. Instead of trying to make the guitar sound clean and unique, musicians often use layers of distortion, feedback, reverb, and effects to create huge walls of sound, which is what we just heard here with White Fur by Cherry Pick. Who gives us a chance to hear that where the guitar becomes part of the large atmosphere itself? At this point, the guitar is becoming a way of shaping the entire sound of a song. But before we can continue further, here's a quick public service announcement.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hi, we are your liars.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Alright, now to close off today's show, we have our final set of songs, and we have first for you Sun Pillar by Shrunken Elvis from the album Shrunken Elvis itself.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Sun Pillar by Shrunken Elvis. Up next is Government Job by Geologist from the album Can I Get a Pack of Camel Lights? You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Government Job by Geologist. So right here we've heard about the different textures of guitars, about how they can be used for multiple different things, not just from playing strings, but also being used for the more electronic aspects and having that more atmosphere. It can be in the front, back, however it needs to be. But throughout this episode, we followed the guitar from its acoustic and folk roots through blues, rock, punk, shoegaze, post-rock, and experimental music. And what's interesting is that the guitar itself hasn't really changed that much. And what changed is what musicians have discovered what they can do with it. And amplification allowed the guitar to become louder, and distortion and effects allowed it to become more expressive. Recording technology allows musicians to layer and manipulate it, and eventually the guitar could become less recognizable as a traditional instrument at all. So maybe the evolution of guitar isn't really about moving from acoustic to electric and leaving the past behind. And it's about how musicians keep finding new ways to use the same instrument. And before we can continue, here's our quick public service announcement.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-Minute Stage Dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-Minute Stage Dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, I have one more song to play before moving on to the next show. It will be For Every Dusk by Jose Gonzalez from the album Against the Dying of the Light. Well, thanks for tuning in to the episode From Acoustic to Electric from the Evolution of Guitar in the George Bastian Show. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 91.2 FM Burnaby. Have a great day.